Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. It's a Friday, and we got it. News and stuff right here. I want to break the 11th commandment we have at the cross in Fort Wayne. Thou shalt not whine. About 3 months, respiratory problems. Been really struggling. Doc yesterday, got to get this taken care of. Whoa, Mr. Patton, we got a problem here. We're sending you to the emergency room right now. What has happened to my heart? I am too young for this. AFib? What is that? Sitting here today, you know, they didn't treat me at all for my sickness. Just sent me home with all kinds of heart meds. It's a wonderful life. Do you ever question that now and then?
Just relax. The Bible says man is born for trouble. I just hate that, don't you? Job 5:7 there. Absolutely no way you're going to avoid or escape this universal condition of mankind. No way. Looking at poor Joseph, you can catch a glimpse of the anchor that held him steady while one after another the waves of affliction rolled over him. Diseases coming your way today? When Joseph was a teenager, he was given two dreams about the Lord's future plans for him. They revealed that he would one day be in a place of authority and honor, and his family would bow down to him. Scripture had not been written in those days, and the Lord would sometimes speak to men in their dreams. Previously, God had spoken to Jacob in a dream and given him a promise, Genesis chapter 28, right? And now his son was hearing from the Lord in the same way. Joseph followed his father's example of faith, and he believed the message. God knew that Joseph was going to need a promise to get him through the difficulty that was coming. The Lord's word to him was his anchor. Throughout all trials, throughout all of them, Joseph kept on believing that God would fulfill his promises. Instead of dwelling on all the circumstances of life, Joseph chose to focus on the Lord's faithfulness. We do not want to focus on all the circumstances. We're going to talk about things today, but my friend, when the Lord speaks to your heart through the Word of God, you can hold on to what He says as an anchor for your soul today. He will keep His promises to you, just as He did to Joseph. And when we focus on God and His Word, those fears will dwindle, our sense of need will diminish, and our doubts will be cleared away. That's Bible.
A great message, a great challenge from the Word on a Friday. They did it. Israel carried out limited strikes in Iran early today in retaliation for Tehran firing a barrage of missiles and drones, about 300 or so. That was last Saturday. A well-placed military source has said the strike was limited. I think just a little shot back let them know we can do it. Sources familiar with all this said the U.S. was not involved at all, and there was no pre-notification to the White House. There have been explosions in Iran's Isfahan province, which is where Natanz, one of the Iran's nuclear facilities, is located, but everything's okay there, I guess. Well, he is tough, no question about it. President Donald Trump set to appear in court today. What is this, day four in that hush money payment trial? 12 jurors, one alternative jurors has been seated after, well, difficult proceedings during which two jurors were dismissed. The jurors were selected after a series of questionings from Trump's attorneys and lawyers from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Trump is the first president in U.S. history to stand trial, a criminal trial like this. He's pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts, and most people know this is all political and it's a scam and it's all nonsense, but we have to walk through this. It's just hard to believe that this is America today. New York? Oh, all Dems? Now, what do you think's going to happen? That civil war could be just around the corner. I'm not sure how this one is going to play out. Trump on Friday demanded that the judge in that hush money payment case remove a gag order that prevents him from speaking publicly about witnesses. I'm not allowed to speak. That's what Trump said in brief remarks before he entered the Manhattan courthouse. He asserted his constitutional rights were stripped away by this liberal judge, and that he cannot respond to lies told about him in the press during his trial. That gag order has got to come off, he said. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order to show you how much and how unfair this is. And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a big conflict. The worst I've ever seen, said Trump. Oh, that's a mess. What's that saying? The rich get, richer, I get it. You know, Tesla shareholders are going to ask to re-up Elon Musk's pay package that a judge has tossed out. The electric vehicle company said that it, coming up in its June 13th annual meeting, they will ask shareholders to vote to reinstate Elon Musk's $56 billion package, which a Delaware judge has nixed as unfair. Those shareholders voted in favor of the plan in 2018. The new vote is coming as Tesla's value is slipping amid increased competition from China and the slowing demand worldwide for electric cars, you think? The company also wants shareholders to greenlight Musk's plan to move the company's incorporation from Delaware to Texas. Well, Sleepy Joe is in the spotlight once again for all the wrong reasons. You know, Biden's tall tales are now legend. He lies so much, I don't know if he knows what the truth really is. There's the one about the Amtrak conductor who was dead before talking with Biden. Then there are those foreign leaders who were dead when Biden recalled talking to them. Then there's his career as a truck driver. What? Oh, yeah. And he grew up in more communities than Delaware likely has. I mean, it's that bad, really. But his newest likely is the tallest ever. And while the White House seems to be saying, hey, nothing to see here, nothing going on, let's just move on with life, it's getting Biden a lot of attention. Constitutional expert Jonathan Turley noted that Biden has been long accused of lying, giving false stories that have ranged from inventing arrest with Nelson Mandela to a zombie-like train conductor. But the new one has really stood out. Biden has suggested that his uncle, Ambrose Bose Fittigan, may have been eaten by cannibals in World War II. What is so striking about this story is the specificity of the key facts and the fact that they are entirely lies, all false, other than his uncle dying near New Guinea. Biden's specific comment was, he was a blank of an athlete. That's what they tell me. When he was a kid, he flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones, and he got shot down in New Guinea. They never found his body because there used to be, that. Well, there were a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea. My, oh, my. We can take the next half hour to give the complete facts to this whole story. What a fabricating liar squatting in the White House. His name, Joe Biden. Good grief, Charlie Brown. So what else has that squatter done, huh? The Biden administration has unveiled new rules. Oh, here we go. Aimed at safeguarding queer students and change the ways in which sexual harassment and assault claims are adjudicated on campus. The new provisions are part of a revised Title IX regulation issued by the Education Department, fulfilling a campaign pledge by Biden to revamp those issued during the Trump administration. Missing from the new rule, however, is a policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes competing against biological females. Got to be one of the most moronic, nonsensical things you have ever heard of. The Biden administration was widely expected to bring in such a policy, but has instead put the provision on hold for now. That delay is widely seen as a political maneuver during the election year, in which Republicans have rallied around bans on transgender athletes in girls' sports, which is the right thing to do. Under the new rules, sex discrimination includes discrimination based on gender identity as well as sexual orientation. read your Bible. It's all diabolical, demonic. It's all wrong without question. Where is my gun? Well, they say it could be happening. Republicans in the House attached their proposal to ban or force the sale of TikTok to an aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, likely putting the bill on the fast track for approval. The proposal requires TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app's U.S. operations within 9 months or face a ban in this country. It's hard to believe, huh? The United States has slapped Iran with new sanctions in response to Iran's drone attack on Israel last week, seek to degrade and disrupt the Iranian drone program. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said yesterday they also are targeting Iran's steel production by cutting off companies from banks that use the U.S. dollar. The sanctions appear to be an attempt to punish Iran for its attack without further inflaming tensions in the Middle East. Ah, politics. How does this whole thing work, huh? Tensions running high at Google. 28 people fired on Wednesday after some employees joined bi-coastal protests against labor conditions and the tech company's billion-dollar cloud services contract they have with Israel. Project Nimbus, a $1.2 billion joint deal inked in 2021 in which Google and Amazon provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing and AI services, according to Bloomberg. And a lot of people don't like that, and they're protesting, and you're fired. Caitlin Clark is reported on the verge of signing an eight-figure contract, a deal that's commonplace when you're a sport's first overall draft pick. But unlike many star athletes, that contract isn't her pro salary. It's from an endorsement deal with Nike. Clark will have a $76,000 base salary there with our Indiana Fever, and that's a steep drop from the $3.4 million in NIL valuation she had in her final collegiate season at Iowa. Boy, how sports have changed at college level, huh? It's a reflection of the depressed WNBA salaries today, even for once-in-a-generation superstars. I was curious again, just thinking about all this and girls' basketball and so on and so forth, and LGBT queer came up, did a little check. They're saying at least one out of every three players in the Women's National Basketball Association are gay. Yeah, I guess that would be expected, don't you think? Wonder what it is for men. You can't do it. The NBA said that the Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter can never play in the league again after its investigation found evidence of disclosing confidential information to sports bettors. He bet on his own games. Wow. Hey, Biden wants to boost the current 7.5% tariff on steel and aluminum imports from China to 25%. I'm for you, Joey's saying. That guy is a crook through and through. Do whatever we have to do here to get some votes. Let's give away money. Let's whatever sounds good right now. It's politics in the new America. You know it. I know it. Those who fly Boeing were not encouraged by a whistleblower's thoughts. I mean, this guy was pretty big in the company. Anyway, he shared safety concerns with a Senate committee, telling lawmakers that they are putting out defective airplanes without question, and they could just come apart mid-seam. Are you kidding me? And finally, tell me, times are not changing. Do you remember when Klinger, who was on the television series MASH, dressed like a woman? He did that to show that he was mentally ill. Think about that. Boy, if this one isn't America today, Columbia University students screaming out death to America. But first, could you please pay off our student loans? Where's my Bible? Life 101 is next. Thank you. Thank this Christian radio station for carrying Hello World. Been going on for years now. I think we're going to stick around a while. Could make it. Thank you for your support in so many areas. primarily prayer. And for those of you that support us on a regular basis, to God be the glory and a big thank you to Him for you. We're so very, very grateful. Tell others about the broadcast and join us every day, Monday through Friday, right here on this Christian radio station. News, information, comment, opinion. It's called Hello World. So, what are you thinking today? Politics, out of control. I have no idea where we're going. Finances, always a problem, especially if you're on a fixed income. Got everything lined up, all your ducks lined up in your marriage, your kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. Nope. Just one thing after. Health? Oh, let me talk about that one, my friend. What do you think? Is God really in control? That's the question.
Well, I don't know. Everything seems to be out of control. I'm so confused about things. I wonder, is God really in control? As a pastor, as an evangelist, I have heard that question asked so many times in different ways. So let me ask you this. Do you ever think that God is not in control of things in the world or maybe in your life? Hey, God is in control. He is sovereign. So many things happening in today's world. You know, Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, hey, I know all the doctrine of the Bible, but unless I know Jesus Christ, there's not one of those doctrines that can save me. Well, that's certainly true. But I get looking at the world today and the news stories that I'm doing, it just seems like everything is out of control and life is unmanageable. Oh, yeah. And you know what? You've experienced that. Maybe you're experiencing it right now when life just seems to be out of control. Thankfully, during a particularly discouraging season in my life, a friend repeated this to me. Never forgot it. You shouldn't either. Remember always, God is in control. Remember always, God is in control. That statement became an anchor. And I discovered this powerful truth. If you have an unwavering conviction that the Lord Jesus Christ is indeed control of everything, then you have an awesome sense of strength and confidence and peace, and yes, even joy, no matter what you're facing in life. In Psalm 103, verse 19, the Bible says, the Lord's sovereignty rules over all. The word sovereign? Well, that refers to God's absolute control and authority over everything in the universe, my friend. I'm not sure it matters whether I put that suit on or wear a nice sweater on Sunday. Remember, everything refers to all situations. Now get this, affecting other people. How you doing? Many people think a sovereign, loving God wouldn't allow any violence in the world today, any tragedy in the world today, anything to go wrong in your world today. Two questions come to mind. Does God care? And is God really in control of all of these things? Since pain abounds, then God's not in control. That's the understanding. How ridiculous. Their thinking is erroneous. The world may sometimes seem chaotic, as when God permits illness and war and calamity. But even then, God is ultimately in control of everything. That's the scripture's clear message. Consider a few examples of His sovereignty from just the book of Genesis. In creation, God, He designed our world without any raw materials and set into motion the laws that govern this world. Genesis 1:1. If He can create the universe out of nothing, my friend, why wouldn't He be able to control it? We have the fall of man. While God didn't desire it, He knew mankind would sin. Genesis 3:6. However, before the creation of the world, He had already planned for Jesus to be sacrificed as our substitute. Revelation 13:8. The Tower of Babel, God had told the people to spread out and populate the entire world. But no, they're not going to do that. They disobey, preferring to build a grandiose tower and a city to glorify themselves. He confounded their language, which halted this project pronto. Genesis 11:1 through 9. They underestimated God's absolute rule over everything. And then the life of Joseph. Though he appeared to be a victim of circumstances for years, there was a divine purpose in all of that. Can you imagine what Joseph went through? We read there in Genesis 45, Joseph could no longer control himself. before all of his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it too. Joseph said to his brothers, "I'm Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his very presence. Isn't that something? Then Joseph said to his brothers, Come close to me. And when they had done so, he said, "I'm your brother Joseph, the one that you sold into Egypt." Imagine a brother selling a brother. "And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there's been famine in the land, and for the next 5 there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on this earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." A time of weeping. Wow. I don't know. I just read that story and I think, what a man Joseph was. His story, a wonderful illustration of how Almighty God, you better believe it, controls everything, even when evil seems to be winning at times. No, God is in charge. So the next time, my friend, that your life seems to be out of control, just remember, let me repeat it again, God is always in control. And now this, the question hung in the air there like a thick morning fog. There was just complete silence. Can you imagine? The small crowd around Jesus Christ looked stupefied, too scared or uncertain whether they should even speak. They didn't know what to say in response to the Lord's question. "Who do you say that I am?" Matthew 16:15. Then, as though some invisible hand flipped a switch there, bringing him into perfect awareness, Simon Peter's head shot up. He looked Jesus in the eye and declared, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter hit the nail right on the head. Calling Jesus Christ and God's Son was a big deal in biblical times. Such a statement led to the death of many brave believers, as the Jewish and Roman soldiers persecuted Christians who were willing to take a stand for their faith. Even those who walked side by side with Jesus and excitedly took part in his ministry sometimes hesitated to call him Christ. It was a huge risk, so they sometimes, they remained silent while continuing to work for the kingdom. Is there a disparity between what you profess with your mouth and what you're doing for the kingdom? Jesus calls us to be complete in testimony and in deed. Think about that today. Glad you're saved. You are saved, right? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Talk to God today. Ask forgiveness of your sins, my friend. The big price for all of this paid at Calvary's cross when Jesus died a horrible death just for you. Why not trust him today? What would keep you from doing just that?
And finally, I was watching this cooking show. In fact, I'm tired of watching the end of it where this gal wins something and she says, "Just follow your dreams," she screams out. Some people say they're sick of following their dreams. They're just going to ask where they're going to and kind of hook up with them later. And I've been so sick. I think I'm a hypochondriac. A doctor says that I'm not, but I want you to know I spent 3 days reading about all the symptoms here on the internet. And I have all the symptoms. Oh, good grief. That's it. Had my say for another day. Big weekend ahead. Trust you're going to be in church this Sunday, my friend. Join me on Facebook, Greg Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Dozens every week signing. Thank you. Want to hear past programs last week, last year, 3 years ago or more? WHCBRadio.org. Follow the links, my friend. Until Monday, that's the way it is. Friday, April the 19th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.